understand, says that the 24,000 Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva died during this time for Pesach Roshus. Moni Bama Samach Beis says Shalom Nogu Kovet Zelzeh. Rag Baromer, they stopped dying. And they died because they did not give proper honor one to the other. Problem is, how can we understand this? These were the students of Rebbe Akiva who said, "V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha," zeh klal gadol b'Torah. So how come they're the ones who didn't fulfill the "V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha"? These are Rebbe's maxim. He obviously had a campaign about it. So the answer is like this, the Rebbe sent about. What's the idea to give another person kavod? However, the idea of giving another person kavod is you see the other person has something, some attribute, some good thing which I don't have. So for that I give him honor. He has something special which I don't have, so he deserves my honor. So thing is, right, this is if a person, if two people are different, but does a person give honor to his legs because his legs run fast, or give honor to his arms because his arms are strong? No, because he's giving honor to himself. It's the same, within the same organism, the same goof. One part doesn't give honor to the other part. Yes?
Luckily, we do have such a concept. When we shower with the head, right side and left side, we're in Shabbos. So there is a concept that different parts of our body have a chashivus more than others.
That's true. There is a concept in halacha that certain parts of the body have more chashivus than the other. Like the right more than the left, the upper part of the body more than the lower part of the body. That's true. Yes.
Is the halacha of mocha and kavod same mitzvah?
Oh, to give kavod is that the after the reicha kamocha. That's also a good question. Give honor. Is that part of only after the Recha Kamocha? How would that be us?
Well, what is the
problem
saying about being married?
Five other Machamas Ishta Yoshi Megufo. You should give honor to your wife more than to yourself.
Is that an indicator of a relationship
of the
Ahava? Or it's just a separate
body says,
so they go together?
Ram splits it. He says, you give kavod more than yourself, and love is equal to yourself. The husband and wife. He doesn't put the Ahava as a distinction between the din of kavod and the din of Ahava.
He once says that,
so ishta, right? That's kamocha. Ishta kugufo and ava. And kavod, you give them more kavod. You're right. That's a good truth. That's a good point. They are related concepts, ava, ava svein, and kavod, but they're not the same. I agree with that. The din of kavod may have to do for the tzelem. And tell him Elohim that he's a God's creature, covered up vios. It didn't probably has to do with the mitzvah of Salon the Vlasa. Al Ha'eitz covered Sikurenu Obiyom, a dead person, you're not supposed to let the body lie overnight. You have to bury the person the same day as quick as you can. Because it says, also says, Ki kilavasava kim talu. If you let a person hang in a tree, not bury him, it's a desecration of God. Because a person has a tzelem kim, his God's, his reflection of the Almighty. So, an insult to a person's body is an insult to God's handiwork, God's creature, God's special creature. So it seems, I would think that kavod, habiyus, has to do with kavod of Hashem, or kavod of the image of Hashem, which a person had, the tzelem elokim. V'av to l'recha kamoch is a different concept. It's a concept of ava, of reus, a special relationship which you have to another Jew, closeness, loyalty, responsibility. That's not a din of kavod, that's a din of ava. We may not be related because kavod has to do with its own looking. And ava has to do with the fact that we're all b'nei avam yisak and yaakov, we're one family. That's ava. The Rambam explains the din of responsibility of a Jew for another Jew has to do because we're family. He says, in the Hechus Sadochi, he says, Milo yirachem al ha'ach and lo ha'ach. Who will not have mercy on the person who's not a brother? And we're all Jews are brothers. That's why we have to have ava. And responsibility and the charity to one another. That's true. But certainly, within that, there's also kavod. I mean, if I'm with someone's brother, then I give my brother honor because I feel I like him, I have a loyalty to him. So kavod would come out of ava. But you could have a din of kavod without ava. Kavod avriyos doesn't necessarily mean ava, but if there is avos reyim, that certainly would involve kavod. Right. So if Rebbe Akiva says, Av to l'recha kamocha, it certainly has to give kavod. Right. Yeah. He's saying here, as far as the question of Matan is, Shemesh Shmuel says within the same body, one part would not give kavod to another part. But you ask him, well, then in halacha, there's a din of chashivas of treating certain parts of the body better than other parts.
Is it necessarily connected to the same type of kavod? Because you say, these certain chashivas, there's a symbolism in the order that you do things. When you go head first or the right side first. But it's not necessarily kavod for the body itself, that part of the body, but for the symbolism of the direction that you're doing it.
Function. Although since that part of the body has a certain function, it gets a precedence. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we consider it.
Why do you wash your right hand before the left hand?
Right hand before the left hand, not because the left hand is not important, but just as important as the right. It just wants to show that chesed is more than gevura. Chesed is supposed to dominate over gevura.
When you shower,
it's a symbol, the right side and then the left side. You do the same thing with your feet.
You tie your shoes, you ride your shoes.
So it's a symbol of the primacy of chesed
in the head.
And so that's a different.
The moach and the lev, that the moach should be.
So isn't that good for his point? That functionality, just because one thing functions as something doesn't mean that you're going to give him more cover.
That's what he says. You're saying that that's not really true.
So you think that's a riot torment. And because you use your left four times, and that daf is, you give kavod for that reason. That one first.
It's not kavod for your foot. It's kavod for this, for the side. For that side, because it has a symbol. But you're not saying that your right foot is actually better than your left foot.
That the moach is supposed to lead. The person is supposed to let his moach guide more than his lave. His moach. Or maybe the moach. Maybe the moach is the highest faculty. But it's definitely a, seems to be a problem with what he's saying. Let's put it this way, maybe in halacha it is true that different parts of the body have different positions in terms of the din of kavod. But in general, the way people live, they're giving kavod more to other people than the different parts of their body. So he said like this, that really, students of Rabbi Akiva were very big tzaddikim. They had such a feeling of after Reicha Kamocha that they were Ish Echad, the Lev Echad, they were one. So therefore they said, we're all one, so how can I give kavod to myself, or part of myself? It's different. It's a relationship of Achdus. In Achdus, then the individual uses his identity in the cloud. Therefore, there's no din of kavod. I mean, they didn't practice kavod on an individual level. It was all part of the cloud. Now, the fact is that, you know, that many cultures, this is true, that the individual uses his identity and his worth, because the whole thing is considered to be a culture of a group. For example, certainly today's Islamic world does not involve focus on the individual, it's all for the group. That's why you have the ability to get so many people to commit suicide for them in order to enhance the interests of the group. Because as an individual, they don't have any, they don't consider any worth to the individual. It's also true about Eastern religions. One of the reasons that the West has such a disdain for the East is because the West emphasizes a lot the individual. In the East, the individual has no worth at all. So people in India, they have people born to a lower caste, so the people in different castes don't care anything about the people in the lower caste. And people die on the streets, they used to, I don't believe it's anymore, but not that long ago, 50 years ago, you know, tens of thousands of people just dying on the streets for sickness or lack of food. No one cared. No one paid any attention. Because the individual had no worth. So it was a culture of the group. By the way, this is also Soviet Union. They couldn't care less about the individual. Millions of people would die, killed. No one cared, only the men. So the society as a group should make progress. So this is a shita. It's a big shita. Shita.
It's very dangerous, actually. The idea of extending kavod too far on yourself and achdus. There's a tendency of people that the closer they feel to you, then the less they watch out for your kavod.
Right.
So if you have a very close relationship with your brothers or with your spouse, then the, in your home family unit. Then when you go out to meet the world, then you realize you have to give a lot of kavod and have to respect everybody. Then you could come home from giving the respect to all the other people and say, okay, now I'm home. I can take a rest and be relaxed. And then I don't have to worry about anything here. I don't have to worry about harming anybody. I don't have to worry about respecting anybody. But really, those people who are closest to you deserve the most respect,
right.
Most honor.
That's very true. That we see this phenomenon that people in their own closest families, that's where they lose their God. And then they're not accorded the respect. Why? Because they feel we're one group, we're one family unit, so this unit takes over our identity rather than the individuals within the unit. So it's a distortion of the concept of a klal, of the group, and to exaggerating the role of the klal to the point that the prat becomes negated, becomes worthless, because everything is the klal. And it's a common thing. You see this in the family, is correct.
Maybe that's inspiring the Rambam. Maybe that's what he takes his cue from. He says, Ahava, you have to reyacha kamocha, reyacha as ishtecha. So you have to love your wife like yourself. But kavod, you have to be particularly zahir, especially careful. Mechavda yosem igufa.
That's excellent.
Even more than yourself.
That's excellent. That's very good.
Because
the family, husband and wife, there's a danger that the unit role that they have, or the unit platform that they are part of this cloud, will completely destroy themselves as individuals. Says Rahava, which is the unit is Reacha Kamocha, all of us Ishto, he's supposed to love his wife like himself. But Kavod, there's a tendency to not to give a Kavod. So the Ram says the opposite. Aloha requires Dafka more Kavod than Gufo.
Really funny, because halacha says ishto kigufo. Mamash, you are one person. Where the klal factor is operating. You're merged with another person.
Into one.
But in case it got confused, it says mechavdo yosem migufo. Even the ishto kigufo.
Right, exactly. That's this paradox. And even though shkoyach ben, even though ishto kigufo, it's a unit. It's the most perfect and closest unit in the world. On the other hand, they should retain, each one should retain his or her individuality, and he, and as an individual, is mechaved her yosef megufo. He gives her more cover than himself.
Showing cover is a reflection of a person's own individuality, or the invalid?
The individuality of both of them. So that's the din of kavod. So what the Shemesh Shmuel is developing is a theory that kavod is a function of the individuals, and ava is a function of the group. Now, Rebbe Akiva's Talmidim were confused. They got so into this concept of group identity, ki'ish echad, b'leiv echad, like one unit, that they lost sight of each one's individuality, and they were not mechabed zezek, and then could try to cover all these individuals. Okay, so he says, we have the Torah. It stands on two legs, the leg of the group and the leg of the individual. We have individuality as well as group identity. So he quotes here the famous post Medrash that we have in Tehillim. It talks about Hashem with the stars. So one place it says, "V'chulam b'shem yikra," God calls all the stars with a name, Shem. Mashem Yachid. And then sometimes another post says, "V'chulam shemos yikra," He calls all the stars by their names. So it means the stars as a group is kulam. B'shem, one name, Yikra, all the stars, galaxies, the whole stars in firmament, they represent one unit of the stars. And then on the other hand, Shemos Yikra, each star is an individuality. Now, we have the months Nisan. We're going to get to Sfiras Omer now. We have Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Nisan is the month of the Klal. The Jewish people were born as a nation in Tzias Mitzrayim. And the symbol of the month of Nisan is the Tle, the lamb. And lambs, sheep, lambs, they represent a group. Because the Medrash of Gemara says that all the lambs and the sheep make the same sound. They all sound the same. Bah, bah. They can't distinguish between them. They all have the same sound. Because basically, they're a good creature, flock of sheep. If a sheep wanders off by himself, he's in trouble. It's very dangerous. A sheep has to live in the flock. It basically has only one identity, group identity. That's Nisan. The month of Iyar, because Klal Yisrael as a group is Tzias Mitzrayim. Tzias Mitzrayim, the Jews were in Golus as a group, and they left Mitzrayim as a group. Whereas Iyar, here it says that the symbol of Iyar is the Ashar, is the ox. The ox is an individualist. He plows a field by himself, and he's a loner. Usually bulls and oxen are loners. They see another bull or ox, they go right away and make a fight. So the ox is a loner. He's by himself. That's Chodesh Iyar. And then Sivan, it says that the symbol of Sivan is twins. It means the individual and the group. These are the two. This is the pair which represents Sivan. Now, Sivan, giving the Torah, is the reconciliation of the group and the individual. Because the Torah is given on two levels, to Am Yisrael as a group and to each Jew as an individual. It's Tomer, it's a twin identity. Yeah, we live as Jews with a double identity. We're individuals. And the Rav said that this article, lonely man of faith, individual, but we're also part of a community. The Rav says also, I think in the same article, the faith community. Okay. So, Matan Torah, there were Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, there was this tremendous unity of a group, and then each one had their own position. It says in the Medrash that, of course, Moshe went to the top of the mountain, and Yeshua had a place, and Aaron, out of the Navi, they had places. Everybody had their certain place, a Mamod, an individual. Now, most of the Sfiras Chodesh Iyar. Month of Iyar has the majority of the Sfiras Omer, because it's 30 days, right? Sfiras Omer, only 49 days. So Sfiras Omer is a little bit in Nisan, a little bit in Sivan, and almost an 80 80%+ is in Iyar. Because the focus of Sfiris Om is on the individual more than on the group. The Tziz Mitzrayim is the group. And Matan Torah is a group and individual. Most of Sfiris Omer is focusing on the group and the individual. Because the individual has the Misakein, his midos, his character, in order to be Zohar Torah. And that's why Sfiris Omer, we have a double mitzvah of counting. We count days and count weeks. Count days represents the individual, count weeks represents the group of 7 days. The individual gets ready for Torah and the group gets ready for Kabbalah Satorah. Even though there may be more emphasis on the individual, but it's still both entities are getting ready for accepting the Torah and Shavuos, the Yachid and the Tzibur. So, Agua Omer is only two thirds through the sphere, one third of it. 16 days is one third of sphere from Agua Omer till the end is 16. So the Agbom is exactly two-thirds through Sphere, one-third left. Now, we know from the Gemara that the night is divided into three sections, three watches. The third watch, people are beginning to wake up, it says. It says babies start waking up, and married people start waking up. In other words, it's already psychologically already starting getting ready for the day. That's why, and according to the Kubbalim, the last third of the night is the most chesed. Of the 24 hours, the most chesed in the world is the last third of the night, because the utter pitch blackness in the middle of the night is starting to change into dawn. It's chesed. So, anyway, but the individual, so therefore, it means like this. Once you hit Lag BaOmer, you're starting to feel the light of Shavuos. And Shavuos is the combination of the Yachid and the Tzibur. Shavuos is the combination of both individual as well as community. So let's say the Tamid of Rebbe Akiva, their mistake was overemphasizing the group and not emphasizing the individual. But now that Lag BaOmer came, they start to feel the Shavuos lessons. So they realize, oh, we made a mistake. We have to emphasize the individual also, give cover, etc. So that's why starting from Lag BaOmer, they already started to get things straight. And that's why they stopped dying, because Dak of the Tshuva. Like bone. That's his rot. Little Torah can stop here. Okay. Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Happy Lagavan. I think so.